Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Lamed Vav. We are in the middle of Sif Yud Gimel. We are up to the second to last line on Kuf Pei Beis, which is the page before 364. Just to chazer what we said last night in the beginning of Sif Yud Gimel, we said it's Asr L'shtamish B'tzadei Ha'ilon. We explained that Tzadei Ha'ilon are things that are connected or attached to the tree. So those are usher to use, but things that are attached to the things that are attached are mutter, and therefore if you have a swing or a ladder that's attached to something that's attached to the tree, that is mutter to use on Shabbos. So we're going to pick up in the second to last line. V'imnot bo yaseid v'sola bo chalkola. So if a person stuck a peg into the tree, and he hung on the peg a basket, so the basket, again, is going to be the tzidei tzadim. So hayoseh nikra tzadim, the peg itself, which is in the tree, it's tzadim. That's off limits. V'hakalkola kitzidei tzadim. And the basket that's there is tzidei tzadim and it's mutter. The Rama says, umutter liga ba'ilon, a new point. You are allowed to touch a tree on Shabbos. Ubevad shelo yinidenu. As long as by touching it, you are not moving it. And then the Rama says, bor amok. A deep pit, afilu mea amma, even if it's 100 amos deep, mutter leired velalos, you're allowed to go down and come back up. Umitapes viyored, umitapes v'ola, you can climb down and climb back up, touching the sides. Velo chayshinan shemayak or karka bi ridosa v'aliosa, we're not concerned that you may uproot some of the ground, some of the earth that is there on your way down or on your way up, that is mutter. So the Shabura picks up on the last line of Kuf Pei Beis, Sefkadan Samach Gimel. The basket is ketzidei tzadim, lefikach mutter lahaniach b'peiros. Therefore, you would be allowed to put fruit in that basket on Shabbos. Velito mimenu, and to take fruit out. Aval hakalkola atzma oser litlo o litlos biyaseid. However, the basket itself, you are oser to put it on the peg or take it off the peg. The kanal gabe sulam, like we saw yesterday, lagabe the ladder, you can't lean a ladder against the peg that's in the tree on Shabbos because that's using the peg. So putting the basket on the peg would be usser. But if the basket's on the peg from before Shabbos, then you can take in and out of that basket. If the basket is not hanging on the peg, but rather it is hanging directly on the tree, usser lito chefes mimena, you are not allowed to take anything out of the basket. V'chein litein l'socha, you also cannot place anything inside the basket. Dekam mishtamish b'tzadin. Because in that case, the basket is a tzadin, and therefore it is aser. Says the Mishabura Vayter, v'impia kalkola tzar, if there is a basket, even if it's put up properly with a peg, and the basket on the peg, but if the opening of the basket is very narrow, so in order to take something out of the basket, it takes some effort, and you're going to come to move the tree, aser b'chol inyan. So even if the basket is on the peg, which is on the tree, so the basket is tzidei tzadim, but if using it is going to entail moving the tree, it's aser. Mipnei sha'idei zeh mishtamish b'ilon. Because through taking something out of this basket, you are being mishtamish b'ilon. Ulehishoin b'ilon. What about leaning on a tree? Says the Mishabura, im ha'odam bari mutter, a healthy person can, yes, lean on a tree on Shabbos. V'tash koach aser. But if a person is weak, he cannot lean on a tree. V'atam, the reason is, da'odam bari eino somech olov elamiat. Someone who is healthy, he's not really leaning so much on the tree, it's only a little bit. V'lo mikim mishtamish b'mechuber, that's not called mishtamish b'mechuber. So a regular, energetic, healthy person can lean on a tree on Shabbos. Aval tash koel, someone who's weak, tzorech lismok b'chol kocho alav. He's so weak, he has to lean on the tree with all his power, and therefore, nikri mishtamish b'mechuber v'asr. That's called mishtamish b'mechuber, and that is asr. However, very important addition, v'hani miluk esheinu manido, this heter of a healthy person leaning on a tree is only if it's a big tree and it's not going to budge by leaning on it. Aval kishemei nido, but if leaning on the tree is going to cause it to move, afilu babari aser, then even a healthy person can't lean on it. Nizeh guf hashimoshu, that is being mishtamish b'ilon, that's aser. So to summarize, if taking out of the basket, which is on the peg on the tree, will move the tree, you can't use that basket. Otherwise, you can use that basket. to lean on a tree. If a person is healthy and it's a big, huge tree, it will not budge. That's mutter. If he's either weak or he's healthy and strong, but it's going to lean the tree, it's going to move the tree, that will be usser. I'd like to just read one interesting note, note number 53. V'odem hayoshev al eitz. We discussed earlier in the siman that if a person climbs a tree on Shabbos, b'mezid, there's a knas, he has to stay in the tree the rest of Shabbos. B'shogeg, we said he's allowed to go down. So you have a person in a tree, so do we view the person as the tzadi ilon? My friend is in the tree. Can I pass something or take something from my friend in the tree? If there's a basket hanging directly on the tree, I cannot take from the basket or put in the basket. So is my friend that's on the tree like a basket on the tree and therefore off limits or not? So Shlomo Zalman says, no, 53. It's brought down in the Shmir Shabbos. That Odom Hayoshev al Eitz Eino Dome Lasal Hamunach al Ha'etz. A person on a tree is not considered similar to a basket that is resting on a tree. Hanechshav ketzida he'ilon, where the basket, as we just learned, is considered tzida he'ilon. V'lochein mutter lito davar mitoch yado shal yoshev al eitz ulaseis davar l'soch yado. You can, yes, take from your friend who's in the tree or give to him. He does not get the same din as the basket that is directly on the tree. That concludes Simen Shin Lamed Vav. And now we begin Simen Shin Lamed Zayin. Again, we're on page 364. We will begin with the Hakdamo that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Akdim L'Simen Zeh Hakdamo Ketzara. I will begin this Simen with a small introduction. V'hi, and that is as follows. B'choresh hu echad milametas avos malachos. Plowing is one of the 39 avos malachos. V'kevan shekavonas achoresh l'rapuye arya. Since the intention of one who is plowing is to soften the ground, the oz tov lezriya, and then it is good for planting that ground. The gam kavanoso lahashvos hagumos uliafoso kadeshia mokum shava. Also, the intention of one who is being choresh is to level out the holes that are there and to make it nice and to make the whole thing smooth. V'lochein therefore achofer basada, one who digs in a field. Osha Sacharitz, or he makes a groove, a ditch in the field. Osha Hayasham Tel Koton Vishbilu, or there was a little mound there, and he lowers the mound, he flattens it out. Osha Hayasham Makom Nomuch, or there was a low place. Vihishva Oso, and he equated it with the rest of the field. All these cases. Vihain Kalamashva Gumos B'makom Aril Ezriya, or anyone who levels out holes in a place where it's fit for planting, he is Chayav Mishum Choresh. That is the malacha of charisha, plowing, is any kind of preparation for planting. V'imhoya zebabayis, and if this was done not in the field, but rather in a house, chayev misham bona, then the chayev will be bona. Shemisakin habinyan adeze, through leveling out the holes or lowering the mounds, that would be considered binyan, because you are fixing up the floor of the binyan. V'chein kol masha usa liapos akarka, so too, anything that you do to make the ground nice, hu toledes choresh v'chayev v'kol shehu. That's called a tola of plowing, and that will be usher v'chayev daraisa, even with a kol shehu. That is the introduction to Simen Shin Lamed Zayin. So let's see the mechaber in Siv Aleph. So Shin Lamed Zayin is din kibud habayis, the halacha of sweeping the house, v'dover she'enu meskavein, and a malacha that you don't have kavana for. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph Dover She'ein Miskavin Mutter. As we know, if you're doing one act that is permissible, and through that act it's possible a malacha is going to get done, but you're not Mechavin for that, there's a Dover She'ein Miskavin that is Mutter. V'hu Shelo Yehei Psikresha. As long as it's not a Psikresha, it's not for sure going to happen, that malacha. It might happen, it might not happen. You don't want it to happen. You don't care if it happens. That is a Dover She'ein Miskavin, which is Mutter. But if it will for sure happen, that's a Psikresha, that is Aser. Hilkach, therefore the famous case. Gorer oda mito kisei v'safsel. A person can drag a bed, a chair, or a bench. Bein gedolim, bein ketanim, whether they are large or they are small. Ubavad shelo yiskavin lasos charitz. As long as his intention is not to make a groove in the ground. And it's also vadai not going to happen. It's not vadai going to happen. It might happen, might not happen. So if it's not for sure going to happen, davar shein v'skavin, it's mutter. Umutter l'rabei tzabayis. It's also mutter l'rabei tzabayis. The Mishnah Berurah is going to explain what this is. It's spritzing water on the ground to keep the dust down, so the dust doesn't get too dusty. So you're allowed to spritz water on the bias, kevon she'enu miskavein lahashvos gumos, since your intention is not to level out the holes, elo shelo yala ha'avok. You're spritzing water on the ground, on the dirt floor, because you don't want the dust to come up. So that is mutter. The fact that it might fill in some holes as you're doing it, that's not v'shein miskavin, mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, dover shein miskavin, we said is mutter. Zeh lashon ha-Rambam. This is the language of the Rambam. Dvarim ha-mutarim la'asosam b'Shabbos. Something that's 100% mutter to do on Shabbos. U'bishas asiyosan. And as you're doing the dvar heter, efshar she'te'osa biglolon melach acheres. It's possible that another malacha that's usher is going to happen. The efshar she'lo'te'osa. The other malacha which is usher may happen as a result of your heter that you're doing, and it may not happen. Im lo niskavin la'osa malacha mutter. If you don't intend when you're doing A for B to happen, and it may happen, it may not happen, it is mutter. V'chein kavanas ha-mechaber. That's what the mechaber means over here when he says, dover she'en ha-mechavin is mutter. However, the Mechaber said, "V'hu shelo yeipsik reisha." Zok the Mishaburus of Kadam Beis Pirush shebevadai te'ose malacha acheres. If by doing A, which is mutter, you know for sure the malacha B is going to happen, then the davar shein miskaven is aser. Sekaton gimel. The Mechaber said, therefore you could drag the chair or the bench. Pirush kevon the davar shein miskaven mutter. Since, as we just said, davar shein miskaven is mutter, hilkach gorer. Therefore you could drag. The afagad the bigriroso matsui sheyasu charitza makarka, even though it is possible and it's common, it's found that by dragging a bench you're going to make a groove in the ground. V'ika b'zem mishum chash chofer, and that would be a concern of digging on Shabbos to hutolad the choresh, which is a tolda of plowing. Afilu hachi lapsik reishahu. Still, it's not a psikresha. It's not for sure going to happen. Afilu b'karka she'enam rutzefes. Even if it is a floor that is not tiled, it's a dirt floor, it's not for sure going to make a ditch in the floor. De'efshar shapir shelo tachrutz b'karka. It's possible that it will not make any kind of ditch, and therefore you can drag the bench. Now the Mechaber said, whether it is a large bench or a small bench, bein gedolam meketanam. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Katan Dalet. Bein gedolam, whether it's large, the mitrach leili soam al kasefo, since it is large, it's a big burden to carry it on your shoulder, and therefore you want to drag it. Ubein ketanim diyochel ikochim al kasefo, whether it's a small bench that you can easily carry on your shoulder. Either way, afilu hachi mutter lo lagarim al oretz. Either way, you are, yes, allowed to drag them on the ground. However, kosav amagin avrom, the gedolim biyoser, something that's extra large or extra heavy, osir ligror al ha'aretz. That obviously would be forbidden to drag on the ground. The psikreishahu. That's a psikreisha. The bevada yasa charetz. That is for sure going to make a groove. The afilu merutzuf bekarka shel shayish osir ligror. Even if you're dragging the very big or very heavy bench on a tiled floor of marble, it's osir. The gazrinan merutzav otu eno merutzav. We make a gzeira if you're going to drag the heavy bench on a tiled floor, you may come to drag it on a dirt floor, and that's usr. Sefkatan hey, and then we'll go back to an important sharetzion and a note. L'rabbeitz, the mechaber then said you are allowed to be merabbeitz the bias. L'hazos mayim al karka bias. You're allowed to sprinkle water on the floor of the house. Kedei shelo yala ha'avok, so the dirt doesn't come up. The afal got the behar botza, even though through doing the harbotza kama pa'amim sometimes, mismalim hagumos ba'afaru ba'avok, by spritzing the water, sometimes you are filling in holes with the dirt, by spritzing the water, afilu achim mutter, still it's permissible, kevan de'enu miskavim, since that is not your intention. The gam la psikreshu, it's also not a psikreshu, it's not for sure going to happen. Vafilu bekarka she'enu merutzefes mutter. Even a dirt floor that is not tiled is still mutter, because you're only spritzing the water to keep the dust down. The fact that through spritzing the water you might knock some dirt into a hole and fill it in, that's not our concern of davar she'enu miskavin, not a psikreisha, it's mutter. So I want to speak out note number 12, which is in the back of the sefer. I'll just speak it out, and I like to see the Shaar Etzion Oz Beis. Note 12 brings from the poskim that although you can't drag a heavy bench, but if you have a carriage, a stroller, that you want to go over a dirt floor, there they say it's permissible. And the reason is, you're not actually making a hole, you're not digging up dirt. When you drag a bench with a sharp bottom, so as you drag it, if it's very heavy, it's ripping up dirt, and you're making a groove. Masha'enkin, if you're pushing a baby stroller, even if it's heavy, even if it's a double stroller, it just pushes the dirt down. The wheels push the dirt down, they don't dig up the dirt. And therefore the poskim say that that is mutter. That's a very practical application. So that's not what we're discussing over here. The poskim say that's mutter. The Sharatzin over here in Os Beis, it's a little bit long, but we'll run through it. The Mishtabura had just said that if the bench is very large, the Magen Avraham says you can't drag it. It's a psikresha that it will for sure make a groove. Even on a tiled floor, it's usser. So you can't drag a heavy bench in a regular house nowadays because of the gzera that you may do it on a dirt floor and there it's a psikresha. Says the Sharatzion in Os Beis, the fourth line of the Sharatzion, Umistabru di'im kol ha'ir merutza ba'avonim. But it's logical to say, if the whole city is tiled floors with stone, oh, bekrushim, or with boards like we have, that the whole city is tiled floors, that's how the city is, yesh lahakel bazeh. Then, zakta chavetz chayim, then you can drag a very heavy bench in a house. We don't make exer, you might do it on a dirt floor, because all the houses are tiled. Vafilu im nachmir lekamon bikibud. And even though we're going to see tomorrow, there's a shita that says when it comes to sweeping, there's mokum to make exera on a regular floor that's tiled, otu, a floor that is not tiled. Hacha kil tfei. Even if you're going to aser by sweeping, dragging a bench is going to be more lenient. Why is that? Dafilu be'eno merutzuf. Even if it's a dirt floor that's not tiled, leis bazeh gurora daraisa mikama anfi. It's not going to be a daraisa. Even if you're dragging a very heavy bench on a dirt floor in a house, and you're causing a charetz for sure, it's not a daraisa for a few reasons. Number one, echad, the charetz sheyase hu bazeh rak chofer kalach hayad. Number one, that's not a normal way to make a hole. It's a shinui. You don't make a hole by dragging a bench if you want the hole. So that is considered a shinui, and therefore it's downgraded to a derabbanan. Vode, and furthermore, nobody wants holes in the floor of their house. So that's a kilkul. It's not a tikkun. So number one, it's klachyad, it's a shinui. Number two, it's a kilkul. It's not a tikkun. V'al kulam, and on top of everything, halo eno mechavin laze. It's a davar sheni mechavin. And even though it's a psikresha, for who racks psikresha lo nichalei, it's a psikresha that you don't want. You don't want holes in the middle of your floor. The gamba zelu kuyama who rakis the rabbanon, psikresha lo nichalei, is only going to be also the rabbanon. Umavur leel besimin shint hazayim, siv gimel bahago, the das haramo shon, the ramo holds over there. It's clear from the ramo over there, it's muchach. The seal that he holds, ba'alma in general, the mutrei the rabbanon, that if it involves two derabbanon, like over here, it's mekalkel, it's a shinui, it's two derabbanons, mutter b'psikresh lo nichalei. So the Chavos Chaim, the Rama holds, b'psikresh lo nichalei, although it's normally awesome at derabbanon, but if there are two other leniencies going on, like kilkel and a shinui, then the Rama holds that b'psikresh lo nichalei is mutter. V'afta hocha machmirim bazeh b'gedolim b'yoser de psikreshahu. Even though over here we're being more machmir by the very heavy benches because it's a psikresha, still, if the majority of the city or the whole city is tiled floors, we can add on the shita tosas nachavtes to lo gazrinam bazeh atu eno merutzuf. If most of the houses in the city or the whole city is tiled, then there is no makom to make gzeira of tiled, atu, not tiled. V'gam Rashi, svirulei, ken, k'dimu, k'abadat, sadi, heom, and aleph. It's clear from Rashi that way as well, in Divrei Maskil, zulcha, u'kamo, sheromos, lazeh, agonim, k'eger, like k'eger's merames to. To summarize, the Mishabura said in Sefkot and Dal from the Magen Avraham, that although we're saying over here, that a bench, whether it's large or small, is mutter, the davar shein maskavet, it's not psikresha, but if it's very large, or we added on very heavy, where it is a psikresha, it's aser. So up to Mishavur from the Magen Avraham, not only on a dirt floor, but even on a tiled floor, up to a dirt floor. However, Zot Chavetz Chaim in the Sharatzion, however, if most of the houses in the city are tiled, so then there's no makom for this gzeira, because it's a psikresha of nichalei, which is only aser the Rabbanan. Since you have the other two kulas that make the whole issue only the Rabbanan, number one, it's a shinui by dragging a bench to make a hole. Number two, it's a kilkul, you're ruining your house. So the two Rabbanans, according to the Rambam, make the psikresh lo nichalei mutter. And on to that, the shita tells us that says that when the houses are tiled, you don't make the gzeira, and Rashi, that seems to go like Tosos, so it comes out that if the tiled floors are the roof in the city, there is no makom for the gzeira, and you could drag whatever you want inside your house. We'll stop here and continue with the Sif Beis, Emir Tzashem, tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.